Chapter 1. Oh, on the duties of the clergy. Book the first. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy, by St. Ambrose. Book the first, Chapter 1. A bishop's special office is to teach. St. Ambrose himself, however, has to learn in order that he may teach. Or rather, he has to teach what he has not learned. At any rate, learning and teaching with himself must go on together. I think I shall not seem to be taking too much on myself, if in the midst of my children, I yield to my desire to teach, seeing that the Master of Humility himself has said, "Come ye children, unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." Wherein, one may observe both the humility and the grace of his reverence for God. For in saying, "the fear of the Lord," which seems to be common to all, he has described the chief mark of reverence for God. As, however, fear itself is the beginning of wisdom and the source of blessedness, for they that fear the Lord are blessed, he has plainly marked himself out as the teacher for instruction in wisdom, and the guide to the attainment of blessedness. We, therefore, being anxious to imitate his reverence for God, and not without justification in dispensing grace, delivered to you as to children those things which the Spirit of Wisdom has imparted to him, and which have been made clear to us through him, and learnt by sight and by example. For we can no longer now escape from the duty of teaching, which the needs of the priesthood have laid upon us, though we tried to avoid it. For God gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. I do not therefore claim for myself the glory of the apostles, for who can do this save those whom the Son of God himself has chosen? Nor the grace of the prophets, nor the virtue of the evangelists, nor the cautious care of the pastors. I only desire to attain to that care and diligence in the sacred writings, which the apostle has placed last amongst the duties of the saints. And this very thing I desire, so that, in the endeavor to teach, I may be able to learn. For one is the true master, who alone has not learnt what he taught all. But men learn before they teach, and receive from him what they may hand on to others. But not even this was the case with me, for I was carried off from the judgment seat, and the garb, in fullis, of office, to enter on the priesthood, and began to teach you what I myself had not yet learned. So it happened that I began to teach before I began to learn. Therefore, I must learn and teach at the same time, since I had no leisure to learn before. End of Chapter 1, Book the First.